This is Ozarks at Large. Startup Junkie Foundation is expanding its Kiva offerings in Northwest Arkansas to help small business owners during the COVID-19 pandemic. The program will now have an additional $450,000 in matching no-fee, no-interest loan funds for each new approved small business borrower. Borrowers will be able to have up to 75% of their loan matched by these additional funds, supported through a grant from the Walton Family Foundation. Yesterday, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke via Zoom with Martha Lonigan, executive consultant with the Startup Junkie Foundation, to learn more about the program. They began their conversation by discussing Kiva, which administers crowdfunded loans to small businesses, and how Startup Junkie launched the state's first Kiva hub at the end of last year.
Through much negotiation and ideas about how to administer it, we came up with a plan, and the Walton Family Foundation sent Kiva, which is based in San Francisco, a grant to match funds for approved Kiva borrowers in Washington and Benton County as they crowdfund. And so every time someone is loaned the minimum, which is $25 on Kiva.org through PayPal, the matching loan fund of the Walton Family Foundation is automatically dinged, and that appears live. And so we started the official announcement December 4th of 2019. And we, since that date, have had 8 successful Kiva borrowers in Northwest Arkansas and a wide range of businesses. Kinley Soul Food, Sheena Owens out at Lake Fayetteville has a wonderful food truck. We had Shane Hernandez, who is now the first Hispanic man in Northwest Arkansas to own a Snap-on tool franchise. He owns his own truck. So a very wide range. We have a wonderful woman. She's actually my neighbor, Kate McCoy of Kate McCoy Studio. She does alterations in her home for people and had been the alterations lady at Town and Country on the square for many years. And of course, Town and Country closed their doors. So she needed a little extra money to get a new sewing machine and to market and tell people she was still doing alterations. So Kiva truly is to empower women, minorities, economically disadvantaged persons, also persons who have criminal records that are nonviolent or don't involve fraud. Kiva's mission worldwide is to empower those who have historically been denied access to capital.
And last week, Startup Junkie announced that it's expanding the program, especially for businesses that have been impacted by the pandemic. Can you tell me more about this expansion?
Yes. As soon as we began, for me, March 12th is D-Day, the day the University of Arkansas shut down. That is a day that will live in infamy in my mind. The only time in history of 150 years of that university that's been shut down for other than ice, snow, or a gas leak. So starting very quickly, Walton Family Foundation reached out to us and said, we need to do more. We have this, and that fund still had money in it, but we felt that the dollar for dollar 50% match was not enough, and they wanted to step it up. And so they went through a series of negotiations with Kiva, sent an additional $300,000 to Kiva for COVID-19 relief. And then the Startup Junkie Foundation has set up an account where we have another $150,000 so that when one of our borrowers goes live, they've gone through the application process where I help them as the Kiva CAM, which stands for Capital Access Manager. As I help them through the application, then I submit it to Kiva in California for them. Kiva makes all the final decisions. I think after having done 8, I know what Kiva's looking for. I'm good at helping people to not waste their time. You're never wasting my time. I get paid to help people. I've had people who said, oh, I don't really want to do Kiva because I don't like the idea of the social media aspect. And 1.8 million people nationally seeing my face. Most of my business owners love that. It's great, especially if you have an online store. How much would it cost you to get on an international website with 1.8 million viewers? But some people aren't comfortable with it, so I continue to help them with my other hat, which is a regular Startup Junkie Foundation consultant. So I'm always here to help you. But I can help people know pretty quickly if Kiva is a good fit for them. You know, for example, there are some businesses, if they are heavily government-regulated businesses, Kiva does not allow funding, such as drone businesses. CBD, marijuana based, anything related to that, anything of a sexual interest. So I can help people pretty quickly know if it's going to be a good fit for them. And once they do the online application, I can see it in my national CAM portal. And so that has worked out great with COVID, because normally I sat down with people side by side and walked them through the application. And so now I do that online and with Zoom or on the telephone. And then they have to go through a period where they have to get a certain amount of their customers or friends and family to first lend to them. And the beauty of that is it replaces any collateral pledge. So Kiva loans don't need a lien on your business assets that you may already have pledged to a bank. Kiva loans don't need a second mortgage on your house, which some, especially SBA programs, require that. So you get those people to say, yes, this is a great person. I will loan them $25. Then they're launched on the national site. And because of the matching fund from the Walton Family Foundation, our people have been funding in 1 to 2 days. So, and I've gotten pretty good, I think, at helping people tell their story. I used to be a public high school English teacher, so I really enjoy helping people tell the story of why they fell in love with what they do and how great their business is for the community, because that's really important to Kiva, that you're a community-based business that gives back to the community with your services or your products or just personally who you are. And then Kiva does everything through PayPal. Because PayPal donates its use to Kiva, that's part of why there's no fees. So GoFundMe, Kickstarter, there's going to be fees. But PayPal gets a multi-million dollar donation every year by donating its use. And so that's a deal breaker also. If you don't like PayPal, or you don't have PayPal, or your cousin doesn't have PayPal, they won't be able to loan to you. And then Kiva takes care of all the work. So say you want to borrow $10,000. That's going to be 36 months. 10,000 divided by 36 is about $277 a month. Each month you will pay Kiva $277. Then Kiva for you is like your bookkeeper. Kiva takes that $277 and shoots out to the accounts of all, say, 150 people who loan to you. So if someone loaned you $25 over 3 years, they're going to get 69 cents a month put in their account. And then at the end, if they want to take the money back out, they email Kiva. Kiva refunds them their $25 they lent to you. You won't make any interest or any fees. You'll get your $25 back, or you can relend it. And a lot of people get on Kiva.org and they fall in love with the borrowers from around the world. And in fact, internationally, you will see that Kiva still allows fundraising for prosthetic limbs, for tuition for children to go to school in countries where there's no public school, for someone to put a roof on their house. But Kiva US is just business loans, because we are so fortunate here that our government helps with a lot of those needs that people have.
Have people already started taking advantage of this expansion of the program?
They've been calling and emailing and texting and LinkedIn messaging me and Facebook. Yes, we've had a huge response so far, which I am thrilled. So a lot of it is about a 15-minute phone call with me vetting them once again to make sure I don't waste their time. People, small business owners are busy to begin with. And right now they have busy plus pandemic stress. So my job right now is to help them decide really quickly, is this going to be a choice for you? Because I do not want to take their time. And so the big thing I really need to get the message out to people is, yes, you can go apply for a Kiva loan right now if you want to. But as soon as you do it, it's going to come in my portal anyway. I think it's better if you would call me first and let me send you these guides. I have created 3 guides that I can email you. And if you read through those first, one, it's going to help you decide, is Kiva right for me? 2, it's going to help you with the process. And so then we have a program associate named Alvin Singh. And Alvin is also geared up on Kiva, and he is a marketing guru. And so we typically have had him go out and take people's photo for their Kiva profile, because the photo is highly important. That photo can capture the attention of a lender very quickly. And so we can do social distancing photo, or you can take the photo once we give you the guidelines, send it to Alvin, and then he will edit it and make it look beautiful and perfect for you to upload into the application.
Martha, thank you so much for your time today.
I appreciate it, and I'm thrilled, and we appreciate what you all do for our community so much.
That was Martha Londigan, executive consultant with the Startup Junkie Foundation. She spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda via Zoom yesterday. Small businesses interested in the Kiva program can contact Martha by calling 479-276-7096 or by emailing martha@startupjunkie.org.